Hello, everybody. Monday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victor broadcast is here, and this is a great day to believe God. Hallelujah. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into our Bible lesson today. Father, we just praise you and thank you. We receive your presence on this broadcast today, and we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. We open our hearts and minds to you, Father, and we thank you for revelation from heaven. Words that move heaven on the earth. Words to believe and be strong in our lives and manifest you, Lord Jesus. We need you, we want you, and we welcome you. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you join me again today in welcoming Dr. Leroy Thompson to this broadcast? Leroy, God bless you, sir. Miss Carolyn doing fine.
Doing wonderful.
All the family doing fine. Church just growing like
yes, all
get out. It always is.
Yeah. God still blessing.
God's moving.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Darrell, Louisiana, when the first time I came down there, you know, it was looking real good beside what it was when you first got started down there.
Yeah, that's correct.
But you could, I mean, I stand on the front porch to see the whole thing.
Yep.
And here, man, subdivision after subdivision. This is a model example of the word being introduced into a almost a barren place.
Exactly.
Just very little life there. And you brought the word of faith in there and the love of God in there. And it wasn't like taking it into some big community and set up to win the whole community. The community had to come there.
Exactly.
And the blessing of the Lord began to function. And little by little by little by little more. And then a little, not so little anymore. And then a little more. And people started coming to that blessed place. You can tell it when you step foot there. There's something here. And it just kept on. And it's just marvelous what God doing, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the Lord said to me, he will send them from the east, the west, the north, and the south. He'll bomb cars, and he'll put gas in it, and they'll be glad to drive. That's when it was really barren. I was questioning the Lord about standing in Darrow. I said, Lord, I really thought you was going to use me. He said, stay right here, and I'm going to send them. And that's what he did.
He did.
They drive 100-mile radius one way to get to the service.
Well, and then people began to move, come in there and buy land. There's the church just right in the center of the whole thing. God will do that anywhere, Leroy.
The word works.
Any junk. I've saw it in Nigeria.
The word works.
In David Oyedepo's ministry.
Yes.
They carved that thing out of pure jungle. There wasn't even any roads in there. And now there's this 50,000 seat auditorium, 6,000 student university.
Yes.
And people have moved in there, and now here this thing is this lighthouse of God.
Yes.
That's changed the whole nation.
Yes.
God will do it anywhere where people will honor his word and stand on it and live by it.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Well,
that's
let's right. get right that's on back true. In here. Let's go to the book of Hebrews again. All last week we were talking about Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and talking about faith. And then the third verse, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear, or were not made of something you can see. Right. Now, the most powerful things are things you can't see with this natural eye, because
amen,
the power that you can't see created the things that you do see.
Hallelujah.
So the things that we see are not the real, they are the product of the real.
Wow.
Because God is a spirit, and he's the creator, praise God.
Exactly. And
amen.
And operating the system of God is what we have to understand.
Yeah. And he gave us the authority to use the same power, the same glory, the same creative spiritual release from inside us that has the same effect on this material atmosphere that it did when he released.
Creative power is why he said in his word is spirit and life. He gave us his word. And if we have faith and release that word is as if Jesus speaking it again. And I get the same result.
I will forget the first time that ever struck my spirit.
Yeah, that's a
and I actually
bit.
Saw that. It was
it's powerful.
It was like
powerful.
Like my life had just started all over. Well, it did. It just started all over again that afternoon.
Well, you entered into another realm of living.
I did.
I remember what had happened to me. When you find out the effect and the ability of the word and know how to apply the word by faith, it caused things to happen out of the ordinary.
Well, you know, I had begun to understand God using his word and his power. But that day the revelation of it came that he'd authorized us to put his word in our mouth, and then it would do the same thing as it did when it came out of Jesus.
Yes. Yeah, that's when it really happened. That's when it really started happening to me, when I understood that I had the right to use his word, and his word would
revolutionize you forever.
Same result. And it bring to some of the things that I believe the Spirit of God wants to talk about this week in developing your faith for financial freedom, how to develop your faith to use the word as a seed as well as the principles that God give about finance and begin to work. Take your finances into another system. In order to do that, when I talked about last week, when I talked about, and the Lord instructed me, mass, organized, incorporated, approved ignorance, I found that within myself and within a large portion of the body of Christ. And the Lord spoke to me this morning. He says, and what it need to correct that is mass, organized, incorporated, approved truth. Get the truth of God's word, and the truth will annihilate all the things that have been hindering the body of Christ from walking in the wealth that God wanted them to walk in. Now, open the scriptures here in Hebrews 11:3, through faith, we understand. You cannot understand, as you say in the opening, you cannot understand God's ways of doing things unless you operate in faith. And then it brings us to another familiar scripture right in that same chapter, Hebrews 11:6. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, all the bricks and all the, safety, spiritual abilities is in that verse, because it says that diligently seek him. But it says they must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. One of the greatest revelation anyone can get is that God is. And what is God? God is everything he says he is and more beside. Well, in understanding God is, it brings me to the point, therefore I am. God is, therefore I am. And it brings me down some principles that I'm going to share in this lesson this morning. But the first thing the Lord revealed to me, said that they didn't know. I woke up. They didn't know. I said, Lord, what is you trying to tell us? They didn't know. He kept saying, they didn't know. And you have to know in order to flow. You have to know in order to be able to apply things in your life what God wants you to have. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord, I said, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you full scriptures that I had my spread out for my children, but they didn't know how to tap into it. A very familiar scripture in Luke chapter 15. Many times I've seen this, but the Lord, he didn't know, and he want to deal with, he need to know the truth about this and be able to act on it. There in Luke 15, it has in that 27th verse, it says, and he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father have killed the fattest calf, because he has received him safe and sound. Verse 28 says, and he was angry, the elder brother, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And then verse 29 says, and he answered and said to his father, Lord, these many years, and when I read this, I cringe when I read this, because there are people who has served the Lord many years, and they know about praise, and they know about worship, and they know about a whole lot of spiritual things, but they have no idea of how much the Father really wants them to be blessed totally, and along the line of finances and financial freedom. And this verse will show you that. And he answered, verse 29, said to his father, Lo, now watch, he said, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandments. And yet thou never givest me a kid that I may make merry with my friend. Now watch this. But as soon as this thy son was come, which had devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fattest calf. Then verse 31 was an eye opener for me, because it revealed to me that that it always was there, but it would not happen automatically. So here's what the father said to him in verse 31, and I want you to get that, because the Spirit of God said they didn't know, but after we get through today, you will know, and you will know how to function in that aspect of the covenant also. He said unto him, the father said to the elder son who was complaining about killing the fattest calf. The fattest calf is always there for you. The father will always provide the fattest calf, representing the best things in life. He always, God is a good God. He says, they who walk uprightly shall not want for no good thing. He said, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. So, I mean, God is every good gift, every perfect gift, come up from above, from the Father of life, who no variance, neither shadow of turning. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He prepared for me a table in the presence of my enemy. So the Lord always intended for his children to live a good lifestyle, totally. But here, this verse, the father said, it is as if God is speaking to me or you. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me. Now, this is what you want to underline in your Bible, and this is what you want to feast on for the next few days. Think of God saying this to you, and all that I have is thine. That's a powerful statement. And all that I have is thine. Now, this is exactly what God is saying to us, but we can't hear it, we can't see it, we can't experience it unless we develop faith for it, and know it is the truth. And that was the Holy Spirit wanted to reveal this morning with these verses, that many in the body of Christ serving God, they've been with God many years, but they don't know in this area of financial freedom and being blessed and being the head and not the tail. This area has been blocked in some way. They have been robbed. I'm not fully understanding how to flow in this area. His father said, you see what he said?
You know, he said up here in verse 12, the younger of them said, Father, give me a portion of goods that fall to me. He divided unto them his living.
Sure.
He'd already done that, and that boy didn't recognize it.
Didn't recognize it.
He'd been there with him all that time, served him all that time. But in his own mind, he was a servant instead of a son.
Yes. And that's where we, in the body of Christ, the Lord wants us to see that we are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Christ. So we already have an inheritance. It's our birthright to enjoy all of the goodness that God has provided for us.
You know, Leroy, when you're reading that, I hear pain in this father's voice here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
He's hurting over there.
Absolutely.
He said, son, you're ever with me, and all I have is your... I mean, here you griping about, I don't ever give you anything. I've given you the whole thing.
You don't know me. That's what he's saying. You don't know me. You don't know how good I am. You don't know. And see, that's an area, unless you know how to reach out to the Father by faith, and go beyond the natural system and go beyond, as we started out with that scripture. You see, it started out in the spirit. As you know how to flow in the spirit of faith, you'll get to recognize how good the Father is and be able to draw the blessing. That's two or three good points there, because there are so many suffering in the financial arena, in the body of Christ. Good people who really love God. I've seen it these last 10 to 15 years. I've talked to some of the nicest people that you can lay your hand on and really love God and really seeking God. But this area have been muddied up with wrong thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's right and wrong thinking. That wrong thinking lead to wrong believing and lead to wrong confession. And, you know, I'm just trying to make it. You don't have to try to make it. Take lesson from this. The Father said, and he's saying to the whole body of Christ, all that I have is thine. You could have the fattest calf anytime you get ready, but you got to know how to apply faith and believe God for it. Secondly, he told me, Brother Copeland, and he called that son was blind. That's the word. The key word is blind. Blind to the goodness of God. Blind to the fact that God is not holding nothing back from him, just like that father wasn't holding anything back from him. There are many in the body of Christ need to take these blindness off and see and taste how good the Lord is. Secondly, in Luke 16 now, Luke 16, he showed me another one.
He said, something I'd like
you don't
for
know.
You to, I'd like for you to touch on before we leave this. This son here was angry with his daddy.
The elder son, yes.
He is angry because he blessed this boy that he didn't believe it deserved to be blessed. But I believe I'm hearing something here in this, and I'd like for you to touch on this. He's pretty put out with his daddy.
Oh, yeah.
He's mad at God.
Yeah.
And you never give me anything. You never do anything for me.
I see it.
And all the time Jesus has been to the cross for you, he's not appreciative of what his daddy did. I've seen that. But now you're a pastor. You live with this kind of thing. You see this kind of thing all the time. I wish you'd touch on that. For people are not truly appreciative of what our Heavenly Father has done for us in the cross and the resurrection and in his word. And
yes. Yeah. One of the quickest ways of tapping into the realm of the Spirit and of the goodness of God and to please the Father is gratitude. Gratitude for what you have now. Don't ever reach out for things without having gratitude, because there's always something you can be thankful for. Gratitude is one of the swiftest ways to get in the Father's presence.
It really
to
is.
Thank him for what he has done for you. Thank him for Jesus. Thank him for the power of the cross. Think about how Jesus suffered for you not to have to suffer. And then in asking that question, Brother Copeland, is there are those who think in God holding something back from them. But he's not. He's not. If you open your heart while we are ministering this week to you, you will be able to see how to just step out of that situation by faith and to step in the steps of increase we talked about last week. God is not holding anything back from you. And a lot of times it's made people, many have become bitter. Because, I mean, I'm living this tough life as a Christian, and the world is like they're living in ease. You know, the Bible says, fret not yourself because of evildoer, they'll soon be cut off. But we have a right, Brother Copeland, to all of the blessings that God, all the promises of God, the scripture says, are yea and amen. But the main thing is, you have to become fully persuaded that what God has promised, he also will perform. I like to speak to those who listen to us. Do not let yourself be in this error where you're sitting, you're right there in the presence of God, you love God with all your heart. accept the whole package of the covenant. God wants you blessed. He wants your body healed. He wants your mind renewed. He wants your family relationship right. God wants you to live a long, he wants you to live a long, prosperous life. So as we speak to you today, just rise up from that situation. Just Amen. Rise up and just use your faith and lift your hand in the air. And, you know, if your house is not the house you want, just praise God for the house you have now. And just do what you can. Clean it up. Put flowers in the yard. I mean, just praise God. Thank God for his goodness. And you'll see soon God will start adding other things on to you as you appreciate what you have now and begin to speak words of faith. I really think that's what needs to be done.
When I was in such terrible pain, when my back just exploded on me, and I couldn't sleep. I'd been several days without any sleep. I was out on the back porch. I'd gone out there. I wrapped, tied heating pads around my thigh and around the calf of my leg, turned the heat up just high as I could get, and I just, out on the, you know, in this area, just crying out to God, and I thought, well, you know, my other leg not hurting, my arms are no hurting.
Yeah, you see, you're looking something fine.
And I began to just be great. I said, God, thank you. I want to thank you that my Lord Jesus, my arms don't hurt. My other leg's not hurting me, I'm having to say this out pretty loud, but the louder I would get with it, the less I noticed this pain, and I noticed the power of God come on me just almost instantly.
Yes,
and I just began to holler out. I said, "I'm thankful for the birds. I'm thankful
Gratitude.
For the trees. I'm thankful
Gratitude.
For the grass growing in my yard. I thank you for this beautiful home you gave glory in me and this place and the blessing
Gratitude.
Of God." And the louder I got, the stronger the power of God on me.
Gratitude. God honor gratitude. I mean, gratitude is the quickest way to get an answer from God.
I slept that night.
Yeah.
I slept by faith. I was hurting.
Sure.
But I just kept giving God the praise and thanksgiving and fell off to sleep. Praise God.
Well,
we out of time. We just got started. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. We'll take it up here tomorrow. But, Brother Leroy and I'll be right back.
When the frame of a new wall rests on a solid foundation, the transaction of weight allows construction to continue, and a home is created. God's Word created everything in this world and is the divine foundation that we can trust in and build our lives upon. The Divine Transaction Package is two books by Dr. Leroy Thompson. In framing your world with the Word of God, you'll learn to line up your thinking with God's Word so that you can know and act on His will for your life. Learn to confess the Lordship of Jesus over every circumstance. In Money Cometh to the Body of Christ, you'll get step-by-step instructions to make adjustments and take action to see God's prosperity come into your life. This package is designed to help you get God's perspective on finances and the foundation of His supply to accomplish your part in fulfilling the Great Commission and bring in the harvest of souls in these exciting days. Order the Divine Transaction Package today for only $18. This package includes two books by Dr. Leroy Thompson, Framing Your World with the Word of God and Money Cometh. These dynamic books bring insight into your financial future. Purchase your package online through our website at kcm.org or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order the Divine Transaction Package today.
Use the information there on your screen right now and get a hold of these two books, Framing Your World with the Word of God and Money Cometh. The two books here by Brother Thompson.
And you get into these books. It's like we were in this morning, and then suddenly we had to stop. But you don't have to stop. You take those books and take your Bible, and you check every word out with the Word of God. This is a way you build and develop your faith, and then you speak, and it begins to reframe your whole environment.
Yes, sir.
It'll work in your life the same as it's worked in and Dr. Thompson's, and my life, and our families. I don't care where you are. It's not dependent on being in the United States. This
nope.
book wasn't written in the United States. I've seen this all over the world. I've seen it in the darkest places on the whole earth, the most poverty-stricken places you've ever seen, and the Word of God began to prosper the place because somebody began to believe God.
Praise God.
So get busy. Order it right now. Now, Father, we pray over this radio and television audience right now all over the world. We thank you for strengthening and raising them up. We receive their deliverance from poverty and from sickness and disease right now because Jesus is Lord and went to the cross to provide it.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep your spirit, man, strong. Continue to feed in the Word of God. Go to KCM.org. Yeah, I mean, we had fabulous meetings all last year. You can go back and call those up on demand and get into those meetings, get into these broadcasts. You don't have any excuse for going through 2008 in a weakened condition.
No, sir.
It's there for you. Rise up and get a hold of it. Every step in 2008 is a step of prosperity, a step of increase. Praise God. Amen. I know because the prophet here said so last week. Praise God. I latched on to that, brother.
Yes,
I'm telling you, that belongs to Kenneth and Gloria and the whole family. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. Kenneth Copeland and Leroy Thompson reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.